Hello, and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
And yeah, this is our 30th episode. Sorry about last week's...
Well, 31st.
Yeah.
Well,
30th and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. My notes say 31. It has to be 31. I can't change my notes.
Okay. Okay, don't worry. We had epic disasters last week, which is why I didn't get an episode when you were supposed to have it, and why it was so short. Yes.
That's everything what she went wrong. Said.
Well, you're the one who got sucked into the space-time continuum. I'm the one who just had to...
Hey, speaking of, I watched the Lorena Bobbitt documentary this week.
Time travel.
She is the one who penised her husband, isn't she?
She cut off her husband's penis, yes, with a kitchen knife. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
I remember thinking at the time that it was utterly justified, but I can't remember exactly the details of the...
It absolutely was. Like, she was she was just horribly abused for a really long time. Plus, I didn't know this before, she is Ecuadorian. She barely spoke English when all of this was happening.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
So, like, that was just another barrier, and at some point they were using her broken English against her. I can't remember what she said, but they were like, but that's what you said. And she's like, but that's not what I meant. And the whole thing was a mess. And we just like treated that woman so poorly. She was like 24. So it's very good. I recommend it. You do see the penis. They show you pictures of both ends.
Oh, God. I mean, it's like, it's the sort of thing that it bleeds very heavily. I mean, it can actually kill you if you.
Yes. Happens, can't you? I mean, yes. He almost bled to death, and of course she took it with her when she left, and like tossed it out the car window and all this. Like she was just a mess when it happened. And watching the documentary, I was quite young when it happened. I think it was like it was early 90s, like maybe 91 or 92, and. I remember her being like this big joke. Everybody made jokes about it and everyone was like, oh my God, that poor man and his poor penis and stuff. Mm. And I don't think until this documentary came out, anybody really focused on the abuse that she went through.
Yeah.
Or why she did it, you know? And it was just a horrible mess. Anyway, I recommend it. It's a good documentary. You see the penis. It's on Amazon Prime. That took me off guard, though. I was like, oh my God, they showed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not really flashing, is it? Because
it is still an unsolicited dick pic.
That's very true.
I think if you're going to watch a documentary about the Lorena Bobbitt trial, I think, like, seeing a dick pic is implied.
I mean, I've watched plenty of things about, like, murderers and stuff, and they don't usually give really explicit pictures of the crimes.
No, they don't usually show the actual bodies. Although, I did watch... okay, this I'm going to have to put a trigger warning at the beginning of this episode. I watched a documentary about Jack the Ripper, whom I'm absolutely fascinated by, and they did actually show a picture of the last body, and that was... intense. Also, hilariously, if you go to the Wax Museum in London, what's it called again? Madame Tussauds. There's an underground part. Well, there was when I was a kid because I went when I was 7, where they actually have like wax works of the Jack the Ripper victims. Like,
oh my gosh!
And I was 7 years old. I went down to see this. I mean, it was fascinating. It was fascinating, but it was also pretty full on.
Wow.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be happy to know that she is remarried. She has a very nice life right now. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. I was really glad to see that. She seems like a very...
She's still in America?
Yeah. Yeah. She has a really nice husband, and she talks to other victims of domestic violence and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, she's just a very sweet woman. Anyway.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
Moving on to less graphic
or
things.
Power. Just to show you can cut off a dick and still have a life, which is good.
Right? It doesn't have to be the end of your life.
No. I'll just file that away for future reference.
For those of you considering future career opportunities. Oh, today's topic is, am I lazy or just depressed? And these topics are these topics are more like just me poking fun at us anyway. Because I think that was all of last week.
Yeah, last week was a nightmare. I mean, we got sick and everyone was stressed out and people were doing things that were out of routine and so I didn't get anything done. But I think you've got to acknowledge that sometimes when you're lazy, it's not because you're lazy.
Yeah.
You just really need to take care of yourself a little bit. And
Yeah.
And you need to do it. Like, the big thing that always gets me about feeling lazy when I'm depressed is that I'm like, you're already depressed and then you're anxious about things you're not doing. So that adds to the depression and that it's a feedback loop.
Yeah.
So
you feel guilty. You can't actually get out of it. Awful. And it doesn't help anything. Because you don't get anything done while you feel awful about it. So.
Or if you do, you take like all these shortcuts and half-ass stuff and then you just beat yourself up for it. Like, but I should.
Or you
done
overwork
it this
yourself
way.
Completely.
Yep. Yep.
Pretty much anyway, you're gonna fuck yourself over. Not in a
but
good
I think
way.
That we were talking. I think we've talked about it before, but the importance of half-assing things. You've got to, if you can only do half of it, still just do the half of it. It doesn't matter if you don't do it perfectly. Do it anyway, which is very important, especially when you're feeling down.
I think also, depression hits like perfectionists a lot harder.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah! Not that I am one. I'm so not. I feel sorry for you people who are. No, I'm very happy to half-ass stuff. It's no problem here. For me, that one.
Shocking us all. that's fantastic. Closet in Canada writes to us and asks, whipped cream, can, container, or hand whipped? I guess she's asking which we prefer.
I like the container.
The taste.
As far as taste, but I'll eat any of it.
I'll eat any of it. Depends on what I'm using it for, though.
That's true. I like, still usually like the container.
The container being
cool, like the tubs of Cool Whip and stuff, or
yeah,
Cool Whip, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, that's not real whipped cream. That's like made out of coconut oil and stuff. Yeah. But,
but
it's
whatever.
So good.
Tastes good. That's all that matters to me.
Yup.
No, I don't. I don't think we have the tubs here. We've got canned, or you whip it yourself. And the canned, I don't know. It tastes fine to me. It used to taste like I seem to remember when I was little. It tasted a bit chemically.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong about that, but it's been like 20 years or so since I had it. Then we went through a long period where, you know, my mum was very Puritan about food, and we weren't allowed anything that had salt or sugar in it.
Oh my god.
That's not entirely true, but she was way more strict about it than I am.
You hear about these kind of parents. They're out there. Like I've had friends who had parents like that, and their kids would come over to our house and like, oh my god, cookies, you know.
Mm. We had a friend. My mum's best friend, actually, and her family was very much, everything has to be homemade, nothing can have artificial flavours in it, you know, it's all got to be baked by hand and, you know, beaten on a rock up a mountain somewhere before you put it in the oven. And so mum was like, I think, partially keeping up with the Joneses, trying to make us eat well, but she was very good about it. She was really good about nutrition. We both grew up very healthy.
Yeah, it's very tempting to do that, though. like to play the keeping up with the Joneses thing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, the upshot of that is we used to whip our own cream.
Yeah, I really like whipping my own cream. Like I genuinely enjoy the process, and I think the product is worth it. If I'm making, I especially love doing it for breakfast. Like if we're having like strawberries with anything, I'll whip up whipped cream. But I also have a stand mixer, so I mean that takes half the work out of it.
Yeah. I mean it's fairly simple to do and it tastes really good. But
like if I'm just putting something in my coffee or on hot chocolate, can. Because it's got the little nozzle that you aim with.
We're usually just using it for hot chocolate and stuff.
Yeah, and it lasts a long time.
Yeah.
We don't use it at all. Like, we're not a big dessert family. I mean, I think my kids would like to be a dessert family, but we don't tend to. I mean, it's just because I'm lazy. Every now and then I'll bake a packet of brownie mix, but that's about it.
I think that counts.
Yeah, no, we don't use.
I think that counts.
We don't use cream very often, so yeah.
We do
use it now because we.
What is an easily made food that you insist on buying?
An easily made food.
Something you could make really easily at home, like whipping cream, because it really doesn't take that much time. But
no.
But you insist on going to the store to buy it. I think mine's guacamole, or no, not guacamole. That's the opposite. Anyway.
You can't buy guacamole. You have to because it goes yucky and brown straight away, doesn't it? I think popping corn, the microwave stuff. Like, you could just literally get corn kernels and put it in the stove. But I just get the microwave.
See, the worst thing is we have a popcorn popper and we have popcorn kernels, but we buy a million bags of popcorn. Although in my defense, it's because we always eat fucking cheese popcorn. Like, it's the end of the world, and that's the only thing that will sustain us or something. So.
Cheese popcorn. That sounds great.
Oh, it's amazing.
Cheese popcorn.
Have you ever had the cheese and caramel corn?
No, I have not.
Like, it's mixed, and it doesn't sound like it should go together, but it does.
caramel goes with a surprisingly large amount of things. I mean, there's a reason why we caramelize onions and stuff. Like, it goes well with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You can put caramel in pretty much, although my kids don't like it. God. Why did I have children again? I can't remember.
I don't know. They just ruin your life.
They are very cute, though, I've got to say. Pretty cute.
Now, I found out recently that in the UK, caramel is basically a shorthand for any time you apply heat to sugar and whatever you make out of it. And that's very different in America. What is that still true in Australia? Like, if I say... make me some caramel. What are you going to do?
Well, I wouldn't have the first idea of how to.
Okay.
But I mean, we talk about caramelizing, which is the process of, like, making...
using heat to draw the sugar out of something.
Yeah. So a caramelized onion, for example, which is what I would do for seeing things like, you know, a burger or something like that. You put brown sugar and balsamic vinegar in the pan.
What?
Onions.
You put
brown sugar and balsamic vinegar and stir it around until it goes sort of sticky and yummy. It's really yum.
See, I think all the caramelized onions I've ever had are just maybe butter and onions.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The natural sugar in the onions.
Yeah, you cook it on a little higher heat than you do when you're just trying to sweat them down to translucent. But yeah.
Yeah, no, if we were caramelizing them, there'd need to be sugar in there as well.
Interesting.
And the balsamic vinegar is nice too, because it gives you a bit of a bit more salt as well, so it's a nice combination.
Sometimes when I caramelize onions, I throw a little vinegar in. It's pretty good.
But for actual caramel, like the sweet, I mean, it's not something that we'd bother to make, because you can just buy it, I suppose. We don't really even, like, it's not something you could buy on its own, though, like... caramel? It's something that you get into chocolate, or you can get an ice cream.
Caramels on their own.
Yeah, you can buy caramel on
like
their own.
Werther's and stuff like that.
Yeah, they sell like little caramel squares here for baking, but you have to unwrap them all.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
No, you can buy it. It's just I never bothered to. So, yeah, you're right. I'm just...
Yeah, so, like, I'm watching the Great British Bake Off, and they're like, it's caramel week, and... and I'm expecting them to be making, like, caramel sauce or whatever. And they're like, oh, I'm making toffee caramel, or I'm making this kind of caramel. And basically it was, like, anything they did that applied heat to sugar and made it liquidy.
That makes sense.
Instead of making the actual caramel. So I'm just curious about that.
Oh, well, there you go. I think we're probably still in line with the British on that one.
I think baking, though, America's about the same. Like, I don't think...
I've never heard anything other than, like, the brown sauce you make by heating up sugar and cream and all of that called caramel. Like, everything else, we use the specific type name. Does that make sense? Like, we call it toffee, or we call it spun sugar. Like, they were even calling, like, they were making, like, a croquembouche, and they were spinning the sugar to...
Yeah, like, I mean, to be fair, I think that it. They are a little loose with terms when it's the theme for the week. Otherwise, how could they make, I don't know, all that stuff with just caramel?
Well, I asked, and my friends in the UK are like, no, we don't do that. Oh, wait a second. Yeah, I think we do. So,
yeah, but
I don't know. Who knows?
How many of them eat spun sugar? Like, that's not a thing that I think anyone has usually outside of baking shows.
No, it's like a little thing you put on top of a dessert in a fancy restaurant.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, now I'm hungry again.
Well, we're not done with the food questions, so
no. I'm gonna make brownies straight after this. I swear to God.
An accessibly pre-made food you insist on making. I'm gonna guess that Imogen doesn't have one of those.
Aha! No, that's actually not true.
Mine is guacamole. I won't buy it in a tub. I always make it at home.
You can buy crumbed chicken fillets.
Yeah.
At the shopping center. I always bread and crumb my own because it tastes better.
I pretty much usually insist upon baking chocolate chip cookies because they're way better than most that you can buy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most cookies, definitely.
Yeah, I don't bake, so I make my own salad dressings always.
I do too.
I never buy them. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't like the bought ones much. I tend to make them. It's just usually the olive oil, balsamic vinegar, cumin, which is really nice in salad dressings. A bit of garlic and
wait, what was that word?
I believe cumin. Cumin. Australian, okay. Cumin there.
I wasn't sure if she was saying cumin or cardamom.
Well, she said cumin.
Which is how it's spelt, so don't laugh at me.
I wasn't sure if that was like just you being British or something.
We call it cumin here. We don't call it cumin, so there you go. Wow. And yeah, keep laughing.
Yeah,
keep
that's laughing. Why we couldn't do it here.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. Yeah, I make salad dressing unless it's ranch, because ranch dressing must be Hidden Valley Ranch. It must be. There is no other acceptable ranch.
I don't make I don't tend to make Caesar salad dressing, which is, I think, because I don't make the cream ones like the ranch or Caesar.
See, salad I just tend to not have salad dressing if I'm at home. I'll just eat the fucking salad without dressing.
Oh, I don't make Caesar dressing because I know what's in it. If I don't make it, then I can ignore what's actually in it and enjoy it. But if I have to make it,
you don't like anchovies?
I don't like anchovies, and I don't like raw eggs.
There shouldn't be raw eggs in Caesar salad.
They are. They are raw eggs.
It's just mayonnaise. I thought it was just mayonnaise.
Well, if you if you make it from scratch, you don't use mayonnaise. You use raw eggs. But
Okay.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat raw eggs because you could die of whatever that is that you eat from raw eggs. What do you die? It's salmonella, is it?
Salmonella, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that has raw eggs in it, though. Like, even mayonnaise is made with raw eggs. It's
just... they cooked them. Like, I thought once you like, you add it in and then you add the oil and you stir it.
Yeah, I think once you emulsify it, it's fine. But
Yeah.
But no, with Caesar dressing, it is mostly the anchovies.
I love anchovies. Little salty fish. I love them so much.
I know you do.
I'm learning a lot about you. You don't eat desserts. You eat anchovies.
Oh, no.
You say cumin.
This is... She, every time her husband goes out of town, she's like, yes, I get to have all the anchovies and ham and pea soup. And
oh, I know. My mom loves anchovies, so my dad would just buy them for her. Anders a Hufflepuff. Yeah. Anders is not a Hufflepuff. Don't give me
what?
That shit.
Wow, that was a non sequitur.
Sorry, I'm in the Anders tag.
No, what are you doing in there? Like,
get out of there!
Well, I'm clearly yelling about how Anders is not a Hufflepuff.
Shall we answer that question definitively? I think he's a Slytherin.
I think he's a Ravenclaw.
I think he's a Ravenclaw. Ooh.
But I did With think Slytherin
moments,
before.
Occasional yeah. moments of Gryffindor because he does stupid shit. Without thinking it through, yellows his way in.
I don't know, but maybe he'd be resorted after the Justice merge.
I don't know.
Like he could start it off as. I don't think he's a Ravenclaw. Why would he be? He's not. He's not.
Because they're the nerds.
Yeah, they're the nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't see him as a. We could have a big Anders fight if you like. I don't see him as a nerd.
He is a nerd. Yes. No one but a nerd can just like quote out random bits of like shit like he does. Oh, here, let me tell you bits of the chant and bits of whatever.
Let me tell you exactly okay. chapter and verse why mages are hated.
Yeah. No one writes a manifesto unless they're fucking nerds.
Only a Ravenclaw would write a fucking manifesto. Yeah. Maybe a Slytherin.
Yeah, I think the Slytherin would just fucking do it.
Yeah, he has a bit of the Hamlet about him, doesn't he, Anders? I'll just
yeah.
wait to sit. Yeah. I'll wait 10 years and then blow something up. Wait 10 years and everyone dies. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
We were talking about I think we were talking about mayonnaise, weren't we?
That was so random and yeah.
We have not talked about Dragon Age for a long time.
We have not. We've so.
Been very good.
Well, I'm out of the Anders tag now, so we can stop.
All right. And now we can move on to the next question. I can't cook. How do you deal with people that say that? Because my note literally says, I can't cook. Yes, you can. Because
yes.
you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can.
I yeah. mean, everyone can it's do a, I mean, something. If you... Just take baby steps. It's with learning anything. Because people try to do some big thing and then they fail. And they're like, well, I can't do it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. They jump in. They try to do like advanced techniques. Yeah. Or like,
they watch some cooking show and they get really inspired and they're like, I'm going to do this. And then
I'm going
like,
to do nope. this, or I'm going to go off book and make yeah. something up. Like, yeah. no, you're not ready for that.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? I don't know if they have them. They should have it. I'm not sure if they do or not, actually. They should have like a level up. Cooking a cookbook that starts easy because that's the problem with a lot of cookbooks. They're just like got good recipes in them.
I think a lot of people do have cookbooks that are like that. Like I think Jamie Oliver has one.
Yeah, I mean they don't cool. like. I don't think a lot of them have like within one book like easy to hard. But I think there's plenty of like beginner cookbooks.
Yeah, I mean this is another thing. My mum's the same friend. My mum's who was very obsessed with food. She was an excellent cook, so that was good. She was really, really good at it. And she used to always follow a recipe. Always, like she never ever did it off book. The recipe was always open, and she was an excellent cook. Like, but yeah. So, and that's the thing. If you can read, then you can cook.
Exactly.
Because there are recipes out there that tell you what to do.
I mean, these days, you don't even have to be able to do that. Open up fucking YouTube and you'll have someone making it yes. step by step for you.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And once you've done it a couple of times, then you start learning how to do it. But, I mean, the thing that got to me, I think, in the end, and the thing that I notice sometimes about when Murray cooks, which he cooks fine. I'm not disparaging him cooking at all. He's also here, so I have to say that. He doesn't get the timing right sometimes. Like if you've got three or four different things on the go, like you've got say potatoes in the oven and
yeah.
meat on the stove.
Well, those are definitely advanced techniques. Like timing is
timing is the one thing that's really difficult, and it's the only way you get timing right is through practice.
Yep. Yeah,
just knowing.
It's your practice and times for everything. Yep, and knowing. Okay, I know that this is going to take me this long, so I'm not going to start this thing until. This yeah. last few minutes.
Yeah, plus being able to look at things and be like, okay, that's done, or touch them, or whatever you need to do. Yeah.
Mm. Our potential sponsor, HelloFresh, sends you step-by-steps, and it makes it so that everything, the timing is right, and like gives you things like you need to put this in the oven to keep it warm while you finish off doing this bit, blah, blah, blah. But I often find, because... It is that the HelloFresh cards are actually designed specifically for people who haven't ever cooked before.
Yeah.
Which is great, but it does mean that sometimes like they say it's going to take you 30 minutes to cook and I do it in 15 because I know how to do it the timing properly. Yeah. Yeah, which is good. I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the other thing too. If I can't cook, God, do one of those meal subscription plans if you can afford it, because they'll teach you a lot. It'll teach you a lot.
I wish they did them here, because I would have gotten a subscription to one so that Baby Bai could like learn more independently, because she I don't know where she gets this from. She really kind of resents it now and then when she'll be making something, because she's really gotten into cooking and especially baking lately, and she's venturing out, and we've given her one meal a week to do, and we're going to start giving her a dinner to do too. And
awesome.
But when I critique her, she gets really offended. And she shuts down. Yes. Like, I've just told her that she's the worst cook in the world. And really, I'm just like, that could have used a scotch more time in the oven or something like that.
At least you don't do what my dad fucking did to me. Like, he was like, okay, you're going to make a meal. And I was like, okay. And I was like, and he's like, what are you going to make? And I was like, I'll make pizza. And I didn't fucking like completely scratch make it. But, you know, I got all the different ingredients and shit. And I got a pre-made dough because that's just a pain in the ass and whatever. But yeah. He's like, oh, I thought you were just going to get like a frozen pizza. And I was like, what the fuck do you think of me? I can put some goddamn toppings on a pizza and throw it in the oven. So, you know, take criticism, but also have some faith in your children.
Yeah, my mum, we always had a nice area to sit in the kitchen. So I used to sit in the kitchen and chat to my mum while she cooked, and that's how I learned. I was in the room with her the whole time.
Yeah.
So she would cook meals and I would just be there, and I absorbed it. Like, you can't, there's only so many times you can watch someone do a stir fry before you realise, oh yeah, you put the meat in and then you put the veg in and then you put the sauce in. So it's pretty easy. But yeah, and then I used to bake cakes with her and stuff like that too. But it isn't hard. It's not hard. I mean, the only thing I get worried about with my kids in the process of it is that they might hurt themselves with knives or...
Yeah, at a certain age, you got to watch over them to make sure they don't.
Yeah.
Well, even like
I think Miranda's...
I've seen parents start their kids as young as like 2 or 3 with basic cutting things in the kitchen, like teaching them how to cut, and like you can actually do it, and it builds them better kitchen confidence so they don't wind up 15 afraid of the oven, you know.
Yeah, I think Miranda and Tom have done they make their own pizza, they help mix up things help mix up my packet cakes. But yeah, they haven't really done the Miranda will make her own sandwiches and stuff like that too now, so that's good. That's very nice, actually, because, damn, I'm so sick of making the lunch. It's just so upsetting. Because like, they don't – it's just like my son won't eat anything that is easily prepared. Like, he won't eat anything that is easily prepared. He won't eat sandwiches.
My God.
It's impossible. Oh, anyway, so, yeah.
I think that is a thing. Hopefully. That I that is easily made that I won't make from scratch, and that's cakes. I do buy box cake, but I dress it up a little bit. Like, I've got this list of tips that like people who make wedding cakes professionally and things like that use, because they don't make their own cake from scratch all the time. That's bullshit. They're making too many cakes, so they use like a pre-mixed cake and they add things to it, like coffee to chocolate cake and.
Oh yeah, like I mean, I've made them both from scratch and from mixes, and I mean, the box mixes are actually pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad at all. So like, I'll add an extra egg, or
I've been adding add an egg or a bit more milk or some extra butter,
or milk instead of water, and butter instead of oil, and
or get some extra good frosting or whatever. Make your own. Like choco ganache is like super easy to make, and
yes, oh my God, it's so good. Oh, we are really awful because this is right around a mealtime for Imogen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm hormonal, and I want chocolate.
I've got a packet of Blondie mix and a packet of Brownie mix. I'm gonna make both of them after we finish here. I'm gonna eat them.
Oh, I love Taco Bell.
You're just hurting me now. I can't believe Murray drove past the Taco Bell when we were in Brisbane.
Oh, that was so cruel. Like, yeah, no judge would hold you responsible. It was Taco Bell, Your Honor.
It's right. It's actually right near my friend's house. So, like literally around the corner from these friends of mine that live in Brisbane. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Next time we go there, I'm just going to sneak out.
And just be like, oh, hey, just dropping by for a visit. Hi. Okay, bye. Gotta go.
Bye. Just going to go around the corner and get myself a crunchy
roll. I'm real hungry.
Who's hungry? Not me. What? That's not me.
our other potential sponsor, Taco Bell.
Exactly. Sponsor
contact details at the end of the podcast. Contact details at the end of the podcast, guys. Come on, give us a call.
Hey, look, I'm just saying we're good at advertisement for you guys, because that fucking Taco Bell thing got reblogged more than our episodes or our call for questions or anything.
I didn't really need to know that. Avoiding coworkers who overshare.
Oh, God.
I have a note here. It just says, oops, because I have trouble with that.
What?
I am the oversharer.
I was going to say, you're my coworkers.
I know.
No, Travis is too. Like, he complains about this, but he does this all the time. Like, he'll... To anyone, he'll be like, instead of, like, if a solicitor comes to the door or something, he won't say no. He'll be like, he'll go into a long story about why no. And I'm like, just say no and close the door. They don't need to know our life story and why we don't have money right now or whatever.
Why did you bite me?
What is that a question? Oh, what?
Oversharing. Oh.
Justice just bit me. What is wrong with you? What? Stop it! She bit my foot and ran away, and I lean over the side of the chair, and she comes over and grabs my hand with both paws and pulls it down so that she can bite it.
There's obviously something catty's going on.
There is something in the cats today.
Yeah. There's some sort of cat society going on.
It's like Watership Down, but cats around here, so...
Oh man, does that mean it's that the weird rabid cat, that bunny in Watership Down, the one that's all weird? Oh god, I can't remember anymore.
Wow, you're gonna have to be more specific than that.
Yeah, that's like, a lot of weird bunnies.
They're like all fucking weird.
That's the book.
It's been so. I actually literally cannot remember. I only remember that it made me cry, so I've blocked it out. It's now. It does not spark joy. It's in the.
Well, I mean, I am gonna say, okay, Rosie, I know you're listening to this. Plug your ears. Rabbits are terrifying. Okay. Oh, yeah. They are not nice creatures in the wild.
I mean, the rabbits that we know, because of course you know they got introduced to Australia and then they decided to.
Famously.
we've got the rabbit proof fence and all that stuff. So but yeah, because they tried to kill, okay, this is seriously, Rosie, don't listen to this show. Like they introduced myxomatosis, which is a disease that's specific to rabbits, and so the rabbits that you, like, for a long time, the only rabbits you did see were fucking gross because they had this disease and they were all, like, their fur was dropping out and their eyes were all pussy and stuff.
Oh my god.
Not good.
Of course. Thanks, so, Australia. I mean, nightmare animals on all levels.
Yes. Well, these ones were, you know, not ours, so.
They even take the cute ones and make them.
Yeah, but you made them. Yeah, you made them gross. Ours are all puss-eyed. Like, they're awful, but they're all okay. Pussy.
I think I haven't done any research on this, but I think the disease is no longer current. Like, they don't have it anymore.
That's good.
I don't know how they control the rabbits anymore though, because we do have heaps of them. I was out at in the place I got married at, the Hunter Valley, which is a wine country actually, and we'd wake up in the morning and there'd be rabbits all over the lawn, cute ones, not pussy eyed.
Zombie rabbits.
Yes. And hair. Was it? I saw a post on Tumblr about the difference between rabbits and hares. And
hares
look fucking terrifying.
They are. Hares are like. Yeah, I was just going to say. Yeah. They're like mini kangaroos. Not wallaby.
Yeah.
No. Like, a fucking hair will ripped. Gut your dog. Yeah.
They're shredded, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, like, pretty much. They do the same, like, little bunny kick.
Yep. Yeah.
Except for it's not so little anyway.
Yeah. Oh, but they're gorgeous. I love the look of them aesthetically, because you can just look at this tiny little ball of whatever and just see the power in the way they're put together.
There is very little that's more cute than a baby rabbit, I've got to say.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen baby rabbits.
So you don't eat so them.
Cute. Yeah, every spring we've got them around here, go for a walk, and there's just little dumb baby bunnies hopping across the trail all the time.
Cute.
Oh yeah, we used to raise them, and they're not cute.
Yeah. See, my very first thought of bunnies every time anyone talks about them is a neighborhood cat when I was little was after a bunny. So I didn't see what was going on, but I definitely heard it.
Yeah, we had a bobcat one winter, and that was the winter I think we stopped raising rabbits.
Were you raising them to sell or to eat?
Both. We bred them to sell for pets. Some people bought them for fur, and some people bought them to eat. So, yeah.
My dad said the only way we could get one as a pet was if we would eat it when it got bigger, and so I said no.
But like,
I have
no problem
with eating rabbits, just the idea of having it as a pet first, and then like when it was big, being like, okay.
Oh yeah, I can't eat rabbit. I remember I was eating dinner at my high school boyfriend's house, and his little brother and I were like the pickiest eaters. And so we sat down, they're like, oh, look at that, we're having game hens. And so we're just eating, and I'm like, this is weird, this tastes funny, you know, but I didn't want to be mean or rude or anything like that. And all of a sudden, halfway through the meal, his little brother is like, hey, how come there's no wishbone? And we're both like, what? And they were feeding us rabbit. And we were just done. We were like, yep, okay, done. We're done here.
I've had it a few times. We had a beautiful rabbit stew in a French restaurant once, but yeah, I've eaten a lot of weird animals. I've eaten possum. And I've eaten crocodile.
Yeah, I've eaten the traditional weird ones like crocodile and snakes.
Frog and frog's legs. I've eaten
camel. Camel's quite tasty.
Really?
Yeah. And we had possum. I don't think we had wombat. But we definitely had possums.
But wait, possums are different there than they are here, aren't they?
They're cute there. Here,
they're
little beasts. Yeah. It's the one time that they're cuter somewhere in Australia.
No, they're cute until they start fucking in your roof. Then it's just not cute. Like, we had a possum.
I mean, that's true of most things.
True. No, the noises that they make, I woke up one night when I was in my teens. We had this possum that had taken. It was really sweet. We actually fed it for a while. It lived in. We had a wattle tree out the front, and it used to come in. We give it banana and stuff. And then it got old and decided to find a husband. And fucking hell! It was the worst thing in the world, because it used to have sex in the roof. It sounded like, you know, the banshees from Mass Effect. So fucking loud.
Oh, like, that's amazing.
And it goes on for hours, and it's just, oh. So, and we're not allowed, you're not allowed to shoot them. You're not allowed to shoot them, and you're not allowed to move them more than a block away from your house, because they're native animals, and there's restrictions on what you can allowed to do them. So, so we had to get a guy in to come and take the possum out of the roof and move it a block away, and then it didn't come back, luckily. But sometimes
I was going to say, if you're only taking it a block away, they're going to come back.
Yeah, no, but what we did was when
block it off.
Yeah, when the possum was removed from the roof, we possum proofed the roof area, so couldn't get back in again. But still, it's still here. Like, you can still hear them at night every now and then.
Wow,
they're very fucking loud. And yeah, we did this great thing when I was a couple of years ago with the kids. We went to Taronga Zoo, which is our zoo in Sydney, and it's right on the harbour. And we did Snore and Roar, where you sleep overnight so you can see all the nocturnal animals come out.
Whoa. That sounds so really cool.
It's great. It's prohibitively expensive, but it is really, really, really cool, and the kids loved it. But it was fucking cold. It was the middle of winter, and it was so cold. And we were sleeping in these, like, tents. There are lots of possums there that aren't actually zoo possums. They're just wild possums.
They're just there.
And
it's like peacocks.
There's peacocks everywhere as well. They decided to, the couple of possums decided to have sex right outside my tent. And I was like, God, this is taking me back to when I was in high school and they were in my roof instead of just outside.
When Baby Bai was in kindergarten, we went to the Honolulu Zoo on a field trip, and I had like this adorable little bunch of 5-year-olds with me, and we went over to see the giant tortoises, and man, they were going at it. One was up on top of the other and just like going at it, and they're all like, what is that turtle doing? We're like, oh, they're let's go over here. Because my child knew what they were doing.
Watch some nature documentaries, children.
Yeah, I don't. This everyone's got a story about seeing tortoises go at it. They must be the randiest animals on earth.
I think a really old one died recently, and they were like listing off how many children it had sired, and the number was like in the thousands.
They live for so long, too. They do. Got a lot of time to do it. So,
they really do. Oh, that's hilarious.
I guess it's also something in the news about some gay tortoises breaking up. What? I don't know. I haven't got enough research here, so.
Okay, well, now I need to know. So for next week, research your fucking turtle story before you tease me with it.
Report back fully next week.
If anyone knows the full story behind the gay tortoises, please. Right in, because I think I just saw it fleetingly, and it may have been my imagination, but yeah.
No, I don't think it's your imagination. I think I know something about it, but I'm gonna make you research it.
Okay. Well, I've just handed it off to our listener. So
okay, there you go. Because I'm sure someone will get back to us about it. She's not lazy. She's using self care. Were you not paying attention?
No, I'm pretty sure this is a case of lazy, because she's a furry, and if she could read about animal sex, I'm pretty sure she'd be doing it. That's not self-care. Not I think it all, furry, you know, it all counts. It's in an umbrella. An umbrella term. It includes dragons and shit, so.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't sign up to that when I started running cat
That's
porn.
That's true. So. We're only into cats. It's not cats, so.
Oh, that's Imogen being a furry jokes are never gonna get old. You write one porn about
I'm pretty sure it was more than one though, wasn't it?
It was a series.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was a whole series. That's when I think it crossed over to
Oh, that's fantastic!
Oh dear.
What?
I should put a link to it in the show notes.
Do it. So we can read it. You may want to read this for background.
If you too are a furry,
here's your hookup. Have you seen the There's a new Elder Scrolls trailer.
Yeah.
And I only saw like a couple of like GIFs from it, and I was like tagging Imogen on Tumblr. See, animation was really stellar.
It was very good. I was impressed.
You could really see the texture on their tongue.
I was drinking when you saw. Okay. What is a nice way to tell someone they are being utterly incompetent? This is from Closeted in Canada. This is a question from last week, so I'm sorry we didn't get to it.
Because we were being utterly incompetent.
We were.
Yeah. Just add us next time. I can't. I actually literally can't think of a nice way
to do it. I know. I can't.
Quickly. You do it quickly.
I just say, look, I tend to take over from someone if they're being, I'm like, no. And I'll take over and do the thing instead of letting them bugger it up. But I don't know if that's, I don't think that's a nice way of saying it. It's just me being an interfering old busybody. So
it's really hard to do it like nicely in a nice way. I don't think I'm capable. I'm either too nice and the person doesn't realize I'm telling them they're incompetent. Or yeah, I'm just like a scathing bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I think at best I'll be like, do you need help with that?
Would you like me to do that for you?
Yeah, but see, then even if you're being nice about it, then you're definitely, I think you always come off as passive aggressive at best. Or really fucking annoying. I do this to Travis all the goddamn time. He'll be doing something and I'm like, no, see, you just... but to be fair, last time he did something, he was fucking baking cookies, and it took him, I don't know, I think he cooked them for like 30 minutes, and they should be in there for 10 minutes, and I don't know what he was fucking doing.
Oh, no. No, I think that, with kids it's easy because they don't know how to do it, so you can be nice about it. It's like, oh, you've never done that before, let me help you out.
Yep.
Yeah, and kids, I think, don't have the ego to be offended by it because they know they're learning stuff.
I mean, that's also the case. I mean, is the person who is being incompetent meant to be competent at what they're doing? I mean, it's like if it's their job that they're supposed to be good at, then yeah, that's a problem. You're gonna have to be... Can't fucking do that. But whereas if it's just like someone trying something for the first time, like skiing or something, like that, then I don't think it matters. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm not expecting quantum physics out of you the first go.
No. Hey, should we do a sin of the week? Have you got a sin of the week for us, Claire?
No, you sprung it on me. Let's see.
I know.
I mean, you're Catholic, you should be prepared at all times.
I don't have anything especially weird at the moment, but I think my favorite was the talk we had in morality class about masturbation and how it was less bad for guys, because you don't understand. They just think about sex a lot, and they can't really help it. It's not like with girls. Uh-huh.
I mean, in fairness, I'm pretty sure that the penis is actually a betrayer.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, it was definitely like, well, it's not so bad of a sin if you're
So it's worse for a girl than it is for a guy.
Yeah, which I think is bullshit, because, like, if the whole thing comes down, because it comes down to, you're not supposed to do it because you're not supposed to spill your seed.
I'm not
spilling anything.
Yeah, isn't that, like, the whole story of Onan?
Yeah, that's why it's a sin. And so it's like, so really it should only be a sin for guys if you're going to have it be a sin.
Seriously. Like, that's just, oh. And they was, okay, were your morality class, were your, sorry, there, were your morality classes split by gender?
No.
No.
Nope.
Well, that would have been a fun bloody class to sit through as a girl.
Nope. Right?
And it was taught by a guy.
Of course.
So that was
fun. Yeah, of course. But this is the guy who was talking about, there's nothing nicer than a cigarette after a pizza.
Yeah, no, it's a beer. Yeah, a nice cold beer.
Nothing nicer than a beer and a cigarette after a wedding.
Oh, my favorite by far was him talking to us about natural family planning and how he and his wife practiced it and it made them so close. But he also mentioned the fact, and also mentioned the fact that his wife is infertile, so it's like, don't give me this bullshit.
What the fuck? You can't, I have no words. Natural family planning works, but my wife isn't, what?
I mean,
somewhere out there, my grandmother is very angry now, and she doesn't know why.
but they're bonding over the natural family planning chart.
But I mean, you're not supposed to. If you're Catholic, you're not supposed to do it unless you're having children, right? Like, this is the whole.
Oh, it's, no, it's real stupid. It, this is why I never fucking believed in it, even when I was a better Catholic. Because, okay, the idea is, yes, sex is meant to only be when you're intending to have children, but if you're practicing natural family planning, you are specifically having sex when you cannot have children, quote unquote, supposedly. Mm. And but it's fine because there's no barriers between you, which is like putting a barrier between you and God. And so men, you're still open to the theoretical possibility that you would have children, even though it's impossible, and it totally works, guys.
Yeah, that the part I do remember, like, if you have sex, you do so acknowledging the fact that you could be making a child.
Yeah. But I always thought it was bullshit, because one, if you're going to say it works 100%, which they pretty much did, then you're putting so much more work into not having kids than if you're using any sort of contraceptives.
Like, for real.
Because yeah. I know people do that, and you have to, like, fucking take your temperature every day at the same exact fucking time, and, like, make a, you have a whole, like, chart and shit, and it's like, that is a lot more work than I get through. So if part of your argument is going to be, well, if you use contraceptives, you're trying not to have children, which makes you hate children or something. It's so stupid. Then it's like, you're going through so much more work with your fucking natural family planning. But anyways, this is why even baby Claire thought it was bullshit.
Well, you're allowed to use contraceptives now, aren't you? Like, was it this pope or the last one? I don't know. Some pope was like, yeah, it's okay, guys. Just
no, this pope said it's like we should worry about more important things. It's still not okay, but he's pretty much been like,
one of them was like, only have what you can take care of, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like wink, wink, nudge, nudge about it. Like, I don't think he expressly said it was okay, but it's like, yeah, it's responsible to only have what you can care for.
Right. Well, tacitly, I took that as approval.
There's other, but yes, that tacitly, that's why people think he's like sent from the devil and stuff.
Oh man!
So there you go.
So that was a good sin of the week. Maybe angry.
That's what it's for.
Yeah. It makes me very grateful to have been brought up in 18.
Oh, I mean, my parents once said a word about natural family planning. Oh, except for my mom said it was bullshit once. But that was when I was going through marriage planning. Because she was like, yeah, the priest that was, like, marrying us, like, told us the opposite of what was true. Like, I don't even remember what she said. It was very explicitly graphic. But it would be essentially, oh, have sex at this time and you won't get pregnant. It's like, oh no, that's when you totally would.
Oh. I was gonna say my period app tells me when not to. I have to report discharge. And I was like, oh yes, I have this type, and it was like, don't have sex right now. I was like, but I'm really horny. Yes, that's the point.
That's why. Man, I just remember, I've lost it now. I've lost the thread. I had something to say. I've forgotten what it was. Lisa.
Well, Claire said something was really graphic, and I was like my new metric is, was it severed penis on a TV show graphic?
No, it was definitely discharge graphic.
So I've got to say that my notes for today, you know how I take notes when I'm listening to, the first thing on my notes is, you see the penis. And then Taco Bell in very, very, very pretty.
Oh, that's perfect. Maybe we should put your notes up too.
I think so. It's an extra treat.
And then, an extra treat. Yeah, we have, that's only for $20 patrons. So you can see my melted notes. I think we're ready to wrap up.
We're pretty close.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. We have to say
If you have your own housekeeping, if you have your own severed penis story,
no pictures, please.
Please, you don't want to see pictures. The penis.
No pictures, please. You can send that to us at bibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to byebyebycast.tumblr.com.
Definitely, and don't send the pics there.
Yeah, definitely don't. We're still okay. We're flying under the radar. And have not been shadow banned by them, as far as I know. So don't send the pics, but you can send your questions on anonymous if you're not comfortable sending them under your screen name. Just let us know either way what you would like us to call you.
You can also go ahead to our Patreon, patreon.com/bye bye bye, and you can see some rewards there. Also, if you want to head to Claire's Redbubble.
Yeah!
There are links to the Redbubble, the Patreon, and the Twitter, all on the Tumblr.
Which we totally use. Yep.
But you can get yourself a really cool bye 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 t-shirt like I have.
Yeah. We've got t-shirts, and if you become a patron, we've got brand new spanking Justice merch. You heard her make her appearance this episode.
But not couch pillows. You can't get a Justice couch pillow.
Yeah. No. So become a patron and demand couch pillows, and I'll activate those on the Redbubble.
In the interest of making Brandon's cat happy, or Brandon happy, we will see you all next week. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely time. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Boys and girls, don't put it in your mouth.
Hey, what am I doing? I don't even like beets.
Then don't put it in your mouth. Bye, 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 everyone.